Luke chapter 10. And after these things the master appointed another 70, and sent them two and two before his face into every city and place where he himself would come. And therefore he said to them, The harvest is truly great, but the laborers are few. Pray therefore the master of the harvest that he would send forth laborers to his harvest. Go your ways. I send you forth as lambs among wolves. Carry neither purse nor scrip nor shoes, and salute no man by the way. And into whatsoever house you enter, first say, Peace be to this house. And if the Son of Peace be there, your peace shall rest upon it. If not, it shall turn back to you again. And in the same house remain, eating and drinking such things as they give, for the laborer is worthy of his hire. Do not go from house to house. And into whatsoever city you enter, and they receive you, eat such things as are set before you. And heal the sick that are there, and say to them, The kingdom of Yahweh is near to you. But into whatsoever city you enter, and they do not receive you, go your way out into the streets of the same, saying, Even the very dust of your city, which stays upon us, we do wipe off against you. Notwithstanding, be sure of this, that the kingdom of Yahweh has come near to you. But I say to you that it shall be more tolerable in that day for Sodom than for that city. Woe unto you, Chorazin! Woe to you, Bethsaida! For if the mighty works had been done in Tyre and Sidon, which had been done in you, they would have a great while ago repented, sitting in sackcloth and ashes. But it shall be more tolerable for Tyre and Sidon at the judgment than for you. And you, Capernaum, which are exalted to heaven, shall be thrust down to the grave. He that hears you, hears me. And he that despises you, despises me. And he that despises me, despises him that sent me. And the 70 returned again with joy, saying, Master, even the devils are subject to us through your name. And he said to them, I saw Satan as lightning falling from heaven. I give to you power to tread on serpents and scorpions and over all the power of the enemy, and nothing shall by any means hurt you. Notwithstanding in this, do not rejoice that the spirits are subject to you, but instead rejoice rather that your names are written in heaven. In that hour, Yahshua rejoiced in spirit and said, I thank you, O Father, sovereign of heaven and earth, that you have hid these things from the wise and prudent and have revealed them unto babes. Even so, Father, for it seemed good in your sight. All things are delivered to me of my Father, and no man knows who the Son is except for the Father, and who the Father is but the Son, and he to whom the Son will reveal. And he turned again to his disciples and said privately, Blessed are the eyes which see the things that you see. For I tell you that many prophets and kings have desired to see those things which you see and have not seen them, and to hear the things that you hear and have not heard them. And a certain lawyer stood up and tempted him, saying, Teacher, what shall I do to inherit eternal life? And he said to him, What is written in the law? How would you read it? And he answering said, You shall love Yahweh your Elohim with all your heart, and with all your soul, and with all your strength, and with all your mind, and your neighbor as yourself. And he said to him, You have answered correctly. This do, and you shall live. But he, willing to justify himself, said to Yahshua, And who is my neighbor? Yahshua answering said, A certain man went down from Jerusalem to Jericho, and fell amongst thieves, which stripped him of his clothing and wounded him and departed, leaving him half dead. And by chance there came down a certain priest along that way, and when he saw him, he passed by on the other side of the road. Likewise a Levite, when he was at that same place, came and looked upon him and passed by on the other side. But a certain Samaritan, as he journeyed along, came where he was, and when he saw him, he had compassion upon him, and went to him and bound up his wounds, pouring in oil and wine, and set him on his own beast, and brought him to an inn, and took care of him. And the next day, when he departed, he took out money, and gave it to the host of the inn, and said to him, Take care of him, and whatever you spend more than this, when I come back again, I will repay you. Which now of these three, do you think, was neighbor to him that fell amongst the thieves? And he said, Well, he that showed mercy upon him. Then said Yahshua to him, Go, and you do likewise. And it came to pass, as they went, that he entered into a certain village, and a certain woman named Martha received him into her house. And she had a sister called Miriam, which also sat at Yahshua's feet and heard his word. But Martha was cumbered about much with serving, and came to him and said, "Master, do you not care that my sister has left me to serve alone? Bid her, therefore, that she help me." And Yahshua answered and said to her, "Martha, Martha, you are careful and troubled about many things, but one thing is needful. And Miriam has chosen that good part, which shall not be taken away from her." End of chapter.